The Haunting of Hiram by Eva Ibbotson, read by Prunella Scales. Chapter 1. On a bleak and rocky spit of land which stretched like an arm into the grey North Sea stood the ancient castle of Carra. There was no wilder or more lonely place in the whole of Scotland. Waves dashed themselves against Carra's grim towers. Sea birds nested in the arrow slits on the ramparts, and on a stormy night the piled-up skulls in the gatehouse rattled together like billiard balls. The castle had belonged to the Macbuffs of Carra for 600 years, and, as you would expect, they were a fierce and bloodthirsty lot. The first Macbuff had slaughtered 100 rival clansmen, cut the hair from their heads, and woven it into a bell rope which he pulled when he wanted his servants to bring him his breakfast. The third Macbuff had thrown 12 English prisoners into the dungeons and gone off on a fishing trip, leaving them to starve to death, and the wood on the drawbridge is stained to this day by the blood of the 6th Macbuff's relations, 2 aunts, a cousin and a nephew, whom he simply murdered as they rode up to his house to spend Christmas. But those times were past. The last few owners of Carra had been quite ordinary, though poor, and the time came when the castle and all its lands belonged to a 12-year-old boy called Alex. Alex's full name was Alexander Robert Hamilton Macbuff, Laird of Carra, of Erinrig and Sethsay. He'd been 6 months old when his parents were drowned in a sailing accident, and since then he had lived at Carra with his great-aunt Geraldine, who had come to keep him company when he was left an orphan. Alex had brown hair, which...